Today is Tuesday, February the 21st, the day of the Recovery Plan Review Committee meeting. The time is now 3:05.
Yes, sir.
You all signed? Yeah.
Come here and get right to work, huh?
Yes, sir. Oh, you don't have to read all those numbers. I have a summary.
I just wonder what it was.
Yeah.
It's on 176 pages.
No, but I put a summary together, so you don't have to read all that.
Okay. That's how they figure it out, huh? Everything's got a code on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did she turn that on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
No, yeah. I don't think she did.
No, she did.
She talked into it. I don't know if she did.
Yeah, probably just got on pause, though. So she was background.
You got that on yet?
Yes, it's on.
It's all set?
It's all set.
Okay.
You got to warn people. You know, that language people call up to you.
Want me to start over?
No, that's all right. That's okay. All right, that's 3:09. We'll call the recovery meeting to order. To the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence. Thank you. Be seated. Okay, the quorum has been established. Commissioner Auld and myself are here. The meeting is now with the quorum, so we'll the approval of the agenda. Commissioner Hall, have you had a chance to look at it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I make a motion. Mm-hmm. We approve the agenda as written.
Motion to approve the agenda as written. We don't need a roll call for that, do we? No. Okay. Approval of the agenda has been approved. Number two, the approval of the minutes of the recovery meeting. Commissioner Hall, any?
I looked it over. It looks good to me.
Okay.
I approve. Make a motion, we approve.
Okay. The minutes have officially been approved by the two members of the commission, so no objections. It will be recorded as such as approved. All business, LHA recovery plan update.
All right. Hey. It's sold.
Where's the champagne? You be popping some champagne.
We got the money in the bank. I think it was Wednesday. What about Monday afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. And good to have it. Unfortunately, it's already spent between Williamstown and Westlake. But it's good to finally, complete something. And everything with all the sales you've been having at the end of the last few years, we finally sell something opposed to buying something. So,
okay, and that happened on Friday,
Wednesday, a week ago
yeah, today,
the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Was there anything in the paper or anything about that?
No,
or
we didn't.
Probably when they break ground, there might be something,
huh? Yeah, because they'll probably have a grand opening. I'm thinking they're probably planning. I don't know if they're going to do a groundbreaking ceremony or not. But I can check with them.
Yeah, I noticed they already put the fencing up around it.
Oh, really? Did they?
They'll have to keep, I guess when they start working, to keep the
construction fence. Yeah.
So they got that black tar paper all the way around it.
Right.
I'll
be sure to let Mr. Robinson know so he can start meeting with them about their promises to meet with the residents of the neighborhood for employment opportunities.
Right.
So,
okay.
I'm pretty sure they'll need some help with construction.
Yeah. I said, that's a long time coming, but it's good news.
Yeah. And with phase one, also, won't mention this in the regular board meeting until later on, but just want to mention that the developer had asked me about the possibility of moving that loan that we're doing, the $790,000, from phase one to phase two. Mm-hmm. Okay, because it'll help with the financing structure. With the green reuse application, you know, for phase two, if they get the grant, the applicant for assessment get the grant from Federal Home Loan Bank, then they will want to move the loan from phase one to phase two. And because that's where phase two is going to have more difficult time making up that soft money. And then, you know, they already have the project vouchers for phase one. And we told them that, you know, hey, we get right that we have on phase one. So, you know, nothing, phase two and three is on now.
And so actually, the benefit of moving it from phase one to phase two, it'll make it easier when it gets to financing. It's really a financial thing.
Exactly. Okay. That's all it is.
It doesn't mean anything on our part, right?
No.
And, except we have to agree.
Exactly. But I'll wait to tell the board that.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and with phase one, we working on the relocation plan now. Hope to have that completed within a week. There's 19 families and 22 units. I think it's 10 buildings. And so that'll be part of the demolition, 10 building part of the demolition. And we've got the demo district as the neighborhood. Haven't heard anything from them other than a few weeks ago that they announced that they received it. Mm-hmm. So I like to think that that's good news. And so we'll wait and see. Because I think they assigned the same person who did the previous two DISPO applications. So she's familiar with us. And it went pretty quickly with the other two properties. Mm-hmm. I hope it'll be the same thing with this one. But we'll wait and see. And we still remain on track for the July closing, okay. Even with the reissue of the RFP. But that closes on the 28th, and we'll have the city to review it and then just send it to Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. So, and I can't think of any reason why Jacksonville would say no.
Okay.
You know,
so it's 19 families and 10 units?
That's the relocation plan, yes.
The relocation plan. Okay.
19 families and 10 buildings.
10 buildings, okay.
Yeah, 22 units, three are vacant.
Okay.
Okay. And 19 occupied. And only one of those is a senior. And she has seven children living with her. Oh. Children and grandchildren.
Oh,
but two of them are adults, and so what we will consider doing is allowing that family to split, since you know they have the adult children living in the minor children, and so I'm not sure how many of the smaller children are children of the adult children. Well, they're like 21, but then you know these days, you know, they have. Three or four children.
Yeah.
So,
so, you hope to have the relocation plan in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks. Yeah, we had a draft that was submitted to HUD.
For July closing.
Yeah, and we'll be asking HUD for vouchers for those families.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with phase two, they're looking good with the green reuse application. We had a public hearing on the 28th over at the property, and the application is due on March 6th. And so far so good. They had a preliminary meeting with the city yesterday, and according to the attorney, It was very positive. It was very receptive. It said the mayor even said some nice things about the project and the housing authority. So, hey. So, yeah. And then with Williamstown, Sasha Gilmore submitted the documents to HUD yesterday. And we got the legal opinion regarding the allowed uses. Draft of it last night. We gave some comments to the attorney. We want him to tweak it a little bit. And so, and once he does that, we'll send that off and we'll see what HUD says.
Mm-hmm. And so. We anticipate any problem with that?
I don't think so, because the when last we heard from them, they were saying that everything was okay. They just wanted us to get a clear title. Okay. And so Cypher Gilmore said they did not need the legal thing to get a clear title, so we'll see if that remains to be true.
Okay. Is he going to be prepared to say anything at the meeting about that as far as what he's done?
I doubt it. We can ask him, because Bernice is handling that as opposed to him.
Oh, okay.
So we can ask him to get a day from Bernice. But he probably won't have one.
Okay.
You know, by then, because, you know, you submit the documents that I doubt HUD.
Okay.
You know, gives it a comment that quickly. So.
All right. That's good news. That's good news. Good news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Housing. Operations.
Yeah. For the board meeting, I'm going to have two resolutions. The first one is going to be to approve the new utility allowances. And basically, where is my...
That's to review the utility allowance.
Yeah. Do you have the summary page?
Yeah.
This one here. Yeah.
Yep.
So basically, this explains all 176 pages.
Yeah. Okay.
And electric didn't change. It stayed the same. Natural gas decreased 8.7%. Propane decreased 19%. Water and sewer, depending on the city, increased or it didn't have any changes. And the trash collection, depending on the city, received an increase in the monthly fees. So based on that, the numbers behind that page are going to change slightly. They didn't change a lot. But most of the changes are going to be a benefit to the residents and the participants. So I saw it's going to depend on the structure of the house and what they pay in terms of utilities. The last page, which is public housing, Cecil Gober, John Wright, and Westlake Apartments, utility allowances went up a little bit, few dollars, depending on the apartment size. So everything is to, it came down to benefit the residents. So that's gonna be the resolution. And then the second resolution, which we're still working on it, and the auditors are looking at the numbers, is gonna be for the CMAP for Section 8. Their auditors are coming tomorrow. That's why I don't have the resolution yet. But it's going to be ready for Monday board meeting.
Yeah, we'll probably email it separate from the board package, as well as another resolution for the Williamstown change order. Is that right, Donna?
Yes.
Yeah. So those are the two resolutions for Monday.
Well, actually, it'll be three on Monday. The utility allowances, the
CMAP,
and then the change order for Williamstown.
Okay.
I will email those other two separate from the board packets. This will be included with the board packet, but going to put a placeholder on the agenda, voting agenda.
For 39 and 40?
Yes.
Okay. So these are the changes in the utility. Mm-hmm. And they're going to affect, they're already into effect?
No, they're going to be effective March 1st.
March 1st. Okay, so.
And the reason why March 1st is because this year it took longer for the contractor to get information from like Lakeland Electric and the different utilities company. They had a hard time cooperating with the contractor. Prior years, they gave the contractor the information without any hesitation, but this year it was kind of like they don't have enough employees, but it took longer. Mm-hmm. So
the biggest hit is in water and sewer.
Yes,
Which is always the biggest hit to our budget too.
26.5% increase.
Whew. I think Carlos would call his president to increase our funding.
Yeah.
Who? He's gonna get rid of AmeriCorps.
So. How much of an impact did things have on the residents?
It's actually, any increase in utility allowances is a benefit for them because then in exchange, decrease their rent.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but it increases our payments.
It increases our output.
It hits us negatively, but not the residents.
Yeah. So the residents, it's adjusted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
If it goes up and one, it comes down or something mm-hmm. else.
Every time the utility allowance goes up, residence rent goes down, our expenses go up a little bit.
All the time there's an impact on the residents is when the residents have a change in their income or their household structure.
So as far as the residents concerned, it's a neutral.
Mm-hmm.
It's a negative impact on us.
Yeah.
On the first year, it's always a negative impact because it takes about 1 or 2 years for everything to rebalance again and for the government to start giving us more money. So hopefully it's not going to take 2 years, but
Yeah.
It takes time for them to react to the changes. Yeah.
Like I said, you call your president.
So is this something that this increase, it is not only for here in Polk County, but is it across the state?
It varies. Because, each municipality is responsible for what they charge for trash, water, that type of thing.
Is this?
But the state of Georgia is stealing our water.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to impact us.
It comes to us first.
Yeah. It flows out, right? Okay.
Now they got to steal it from us.
So, does FARO advocate for the increase from the government for this, or does NARO, or do we, or how do we?
It's all of the above, but the way we advocate is like we talk to our congressmen. Your president, that type of thing, and NARO, FARO, FADA, they all have lobbyists who lobby the legislators.
Based on this numbers or the increase.
Yeah,
right?
Projected numbers, But like I said, with the president and his secretary, nobody really knows what's going to happen. So,
for our overall budget, how does it affect us?
Oh, we don't make any changes because, again, when we start sending the information about how much money we're spending, HUD is supposed to readjust what they assign to us. So what's going to happen is that we don't change anything because we're expecting them to change the way that they calculate our funding. So basically every month we send them the information about utility allowances, HAP, rents, everything that we spend and we don't spend. And then what they do, they start doing monthly calculations. And sometimes they, let's say for 3 months, they send me the same subsidy. But then in July, they say, well, we're going to send you a reimbursement for the prior month. So then everything gets readjusted. So, yeah, basically we don't have to change anything.
Yeah, just month to month our variance will change. Because the most they'll give you is like 3 months subsidy at one time.
Okay.
So, and sometimes they don't even give you 3 months. Like right now they gave us 1 month and then I have to wait.
Yeah, and sometimes they surprise you with maybe you overspend $1 and in September they send you $1 back. You know, stuff like that. So I'm talking $1, $1. So they spend more money on the letter and
okay. I just want to make sure we don't end up with any surprises. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to go and take...
We go through this every year.
We don't
have to take Dr. Carson out to dinner. And
that may work. Hey, you never know.
Well, maybe McDonald's or the dollar. The dollar.
Yeah, it wouldn't do us any good to do a budget amendment to adjust the budget for utilities because, like I said, it just... You end up seeing where it flushes out at the end of the year. So,
I just said something. That question may come up. I just want to be able to explain it. Okay. Financials.
Okay. Guess we'll start with COCC. But the good thing about January is, you know, everybody's tightened up from the end of the year, so they still tight with money at the beginning of the year. So, if you look at the financials for January, they actually look really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at CLCC, net operating income is positive, $14,061. Mm-hmm. If you look at the budget that we got approved for 2017, we anticipate that we are going to end the year with a negative NOI of 5,587. Mm-hmm. So we know as the year progresses, we'll start, you know, the NOI won't be this good. You won't see 14,000 in positive NOI. When we look at the actual cash with the balance sheet, there's 61,902 in the account. And when we compare that to the cash report, it ended at 63, which just tells me something hadn't cleared in the cash report that had cleared with the balance sheet, even though they were ran at the same time. I may have gotten it in progress, but it's close. Then you look at Section 8, both the administrative and the HAP have positive NOIs. Total NOI positive is about 11,000. Again, you have some variances in costs as far as like tenant utility reimbursement and port out HAPs, but FSS forfeitures and adjustments. But pretty much it's the beginning of the year, everybody's running a tight ship, so no one's really spending a lot of money. Then when we look at the cash report, there should be $496,000 total cash in the account, which is consistent with about $1,000 off from what's in the cash report, showing $498 versus $496. So again, I know that just has to do with timing of a clearing. Because it's a $1,600 clearing is showing in the balance sheet, so that's the difference in that. Public housing, AMP1, even AMP1 looks good in the month of January. It has a positive NOI of $10,774. Even though when we look at the annual budget, we anticipate that before depreciation, we'll have a positive NOI of $8,337. So we are close. And then after depreciation, it will be negative, but there's nothing glaring that jumps out. Their rent collection is slightly higher than anticipated because they're at 4%, which is a good sign that they're collecting. When I look at the cash between the balance sheet and the cash flow report, it should be $1.17 million. Showing you about that because it's 1.18 versus 1.79, which again is differences between clearing of checks, payments. We still are working on the interfunds because of that project that we've been working on with the outside financial consultants for the audited FDS. So that'll start cleaning up once we get closer to that February. We're almost close there, the 28th deadline. The unaudited REACT submission is due on the 28th, and then they give you a 2 weeks grace period, so you have up until March 14th before they start deducting points on the submission. Dakota Park has a positive NOI before depreciation, and again, the number is close to what we anticipate before depreciation for the annual budget. Their rent collection is 3% higher than budget, so it's on target. Their cash is $30,158 per the balance sheet, which is exact with the cash report. So everything is clear. Which makes sense because we actually had completed the audit, sent the draft audits for all the partnerships, Dakota, Renaissance, Colton, Bonnet, and Bartow. They were all submitted ahead of schedule. The financials are under review by the investor. The taxes are complete, too. We won't even have to file an extension this year. So things are beginning to operate very smoothly. Yeah, I see I left something out. Renaissance NOI is a positive $11,908 before depreciation. We anticipate with the annual budget will be $35,870. So we have to work on getting that NOI up for Renaissance. Right now, the expenses are pretty much less than budgeted. So we'll have to do some additional, keep an eye on that to make sure that we're working towards that number. But as far as the balance sheet, total cash is $1.2 million, which is consistent with the cash flow report. Colton Meadow, positive NOI of $7,281 before depreciation. Again, we expect to be at $46,050 at the end of the year. Rent collections are consistent with the budget. And nothing glaring really on that. When I look at the cash flow report and the balance sheet, total cash should be $675,000. Which is consistent with the just slightly a couple hundred dollars difference with the cash report. Bonnet Shores has a positive NOI before depreciation of $1,780. We expect to be at $13,067 before depreciation by year end. Rent collections are consistent with budget, but we've been doing a lot of painting and we're upgrading the security system at the property. So part of the higher maintenance expenses that we have, which is number six, is due to the contract work that we're doing at the site. Then total cash is $780,034 and is close to that when you look at the cash flow report. Yeah. West Bartow has a positive NOI of $10,161, which is higher than what where we anticipate to be before depreciation by the end of the year. rent collections are consistent with the budget. Nothing glaring about that. Oh, okay. And then when I look at the cash flow report, in comparison to the balance sheet, which should be at 524.46, and we're at 527.34, so again, $300 difference. Hampton Hills. We knew we weren't going to get any subsidy. We did not budget any subsidy other than sales proceeds. So, of course, those costs will be accrued until we actually have the sale. But based on the adjusted budget, we're a little bit better. We're at 963. We expect to hit zero by year's end. The cash is $232,000 according to the balance sheet, which is consistent with the cash flow report.
Any sales in process?
Well, we're waiting to hear back from the actual counselor. Mm-hmm. One thing I did notice when we were doing the looking at the rents, because if you look at the rental income, it's based on 7 houses, but it's 15% below what we anticipated to receive.
Yeah.
One person doesn't have a job, so they're paying like $10 in rent, so we got to do something.
That's cool.
Yeah, see, how did you know? And
who?
He's the gentleman who came to the board.
Oh, he's the one.
Yeah, want to flip the house.
Now he's out of a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there was one more unit where rent hasn't been posted yet, so I'm sure we'll be going after them for late fees. And then youth bill, positive NOI of 650. We should be at zero, of course, by the end of the year. Nothing extraordinary about youth bill. Two things that we have to keep in mind is now we got two grants going, so expenses are split 50-50 between the two grants. Not that you'll see anything on your side, but from my side, it's always important to make sure two separate voucher requests so that the income stays consistent since the costs are split. And then their unrestricted cash is 89. Well, total cash is 89,728, and again, we're still with the interfunds working on that 76,756, and hope to get it resolved before we do our unaudited submission, because otherwise we'd have to wait until next year. But that's why you see 11,009 in cash,
right,
instead of the 89.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the HOA situation at Hampton Hills, what's going on there?
We had the meeting with them, and LHA staff resigned as officers, okay? And then we allowed them to basically nominate some actual homeowners to become members of the board. The HOA trainer was there at the meeting, and met with them after we left the meeting. And I don't know if they scheduled their next meeting yet.
I believe they're close to a date. They were having a hard time getting
consensus.
Well, no, getting board members.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they need at least one more person to be able to make that quorum. They got to at least have three by the
time.
It has to be someone that is a property owner at the site. So So unless you tell me that he owns the Lakeridge Center.
Well, I thought that guy was flipping his house, right? Or wanted to flip.
Well, he would love to be on it. He would love to be on it, I'm sure.
And it's going to be important until they get that form. They think they found somebody. Until they at least get all their boards selected and they get trained, technically there's not really anything that we can turn over to them, because going to the training means that either they have to sign a certification outlining that they understand, that they read all association documents and are going to meet their fiduciary duty to operate the association per those documents. The other alternative would be that they go to training, which they have free training when you go to the trade shows, like Lori and I went, one of the homeowners there went. And when you get that certificate gets recorded with the state and it outlines that you understand what you have to do, you've been trained, and you know that all the information is confidential, that you can't disclose of them. For instance, when they get the delinquency on association fees, that number should be rolled up, total X amount of dollars delinquent, not by addresses or name or anything identifying. Only the people on the board should know who those individuals are. So we really cannot turn over any financial information to them until they get the board set and then everybody go to the training. But one of the two members of the board was at the training with Laura and I. So it's a matter of getting the other two to three people.
Yeah, because that actually would not be providing transportation.
So, okay. So
we're not able to wash ourselves of it yet.
No, we're never going to wash ourselves of it, you know, because we need to protect our interests,
right, right.
You know, out there. But we just let them be the officers.
We do the oversight.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, because we're going to continue to protect our interests. But they don't have the books.
But their volunteer legal A person did recommend that they do some upgrades to the declarations and covenants because they are old and favorable to the developer and the investor.
Really? You think so?
That'll probably be their first task. They'll have 90 days to actually try to secure contracts for the various
services. Is that approved by the member?
It does have to be approved by the members.
I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah. Let them fight it out. Huh?
Yeah. One thing, at the board meeting, we're going to have two FSS graduates, right, Carlos?
Yeah.
Two of them. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, one of them is like 16,000 or something.
Really?
That's great. Or 13,000.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. But we already signed the check.
We haven't got the check yet.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. When they do a good job and take advantage of the program,
it pays off.
Yeah.
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 Right. Any other new business?
I'm waiting on my voucher for Palm Beach.
Not West Palm, but Palm Beach.
I want to be on the island.
Yeah. I'm telling you, had you to leave the West Island? West Palm Beach.
Well, I want you to go to Mar-a-Lugo and sit in on some of those meetings.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you. Oh, well. Oh, well.
But okay, no, that looks good. It's a good report this month. So I think we're on our way. So just keep up the good work. You're doing a great job. How are you doing with your staffing? Are you up to date on any open positions?
No open positions, but we'll be excited when we get Williamstown closed so that that would probably be the turning point with everything. Because remember, we haven't done any development since, what, 2012, and that was closing. I mean, we hadn't done any development, but we at least we had a development budget open, I think. Didn't we, on Colton or Bonnet?
Oh, that was a long one. We gave that back.
Oh, well, okay, so let's put it this way. We hadn't had any development, which is the greatest source of our non-federal funds. So it will be very, it'll be a turning point for the agency once we get Williamstown and Westlake underway, because that'll give us some more flexibility. Instead of having all this restricted money that's favorable for doing everything but hiring staff.
Okay. All right. Okay, so anything you have to add, Commissioner? Okay, so since there's no further business, we'll call this meeting adjourned as of 10, 3:47. Thank you. Good job.
Meeting adjourned, 3:47.
That's all I've been doing today, is going to meetings.